The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Why don't you pull up a chair and settle up?
Because we're fixing to learn you a thing or two, if you can stand it.
And it wouldn't hurt you none either. Fact is, some folks say Eric wouldn't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his buttocks.
Won't say who, but they said it anyhow. He darn tootin' they did.
You'll come back now, you hear?
Here's America's sweetheart himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, how are you, kids? Hey, Alvin, we got Max Lucado. In a couple of minutes.
What?
The great, yeah. Oh. I don't know how I got him.
I don't know.
But last time I bumped in him was at the vice president's home. And
you got to talk about
we're
that.
Real tight with the vice president.
Okay.
And, you know, with people who are tight with the VP, you know, we hang out together. So I said to Max, hey, Max, can you come on the program? And he said, who are you?
Yeah.
And I said, Eric Metaxas. You don't remember me?
You remember?
And
he's like, lettuce on my cheek.
Not ringing any bells, but, you know, speak to my people. And magically, we're able to get him in here. So in a couple of minutes, the great Max Lucado is talking about his new book. It's titled How Happiness Happens.
Good.
In Hartford and Herefordshire. No, what is that? It's hurricanes hardly happen.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
Right now, though, we've got a really special thing. We've got my friend Keith Getty on the line.
Say
Keith
what?
Getty, are you here?
I am. Is that my favorite Greek?
It's your favorite Greek? I love that accent. You don't have to put that accent on for me. Listen, my friend, I know that you're coming back to New York to do your big Christmas special at Carnegie Hall, and we wanted you to talk about it because I want people to know in advance. We're in September. If people don't write it in their calendar now, they're going to say, oh, I got a Christmas party or got something going on. So can you tell us, first of all, you're doing a whole tour, not just New York, correct?
That's right. Our Christmas show, it's played on PBS for a number of years, and it's just moved to TBN this year as a television special. And this year, I think we're playing 15 cities across America. We're playing everywhere from the Skirmhorn and to the Chicago Symphony Hall to the Kennedy Center in D.C. And then on the 18th of December, we play Carnegie Hall for the sixth year, and we're so excited about being there and sharing our Christmas program.
December 18th in New York City. And did you say this is going to air on TBN somehow? Like, I just got word of this.
Yeah,
because you understand, we're in the TBN studios right now in New York City. I bet you didn't know that,
did
you?
That's right. Well, what we're doing is it's actually going to they recorded us at the Sing Conference this year in Nashville. We recorded the Christmas show at the Grand Ole Opry House. So we recorded it twice. So they made a special on, would you believe it, the hottest day of the year. They did a Christmas special at the Grand Ole Opry House. And then it's going to be playing throughout the Christmas season. So do watch out on TBN and enjoy watching the show. But on the 18th of December, it is going to be the show of life. And we have a number of special guests, a number of musicians. We can't announce who exactly they are yet. That will be revealed in the next couple of weeks. But we can reveal that we have a very special speaker who is a mutual friend of ours.
A special speaker. Can we announce who that is? Because I happen to know, but I don't want to be the one. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, It is a man called Professor John Lennox.
John Lennox?
Whoa.
Holy cow.
John Lennox.
Yeah, Professor John Lennox. He's become one of my favorite people. I have interviewed him at Socrates in the City now 1, 2, 3 times. And I have to say, he is one of the brightest lights in the firmament, one of the greatest apologists, maybe the greatest apologist for the Christian faith. He's debated Richard Dawkins. He's wiped the floor with Christopher Hitchens. I mean, he is extraordinary. And I happen to know that he is your wife's uncle.
That's right.
And so you twisted his arm. You said, come on, do something for your niece once in a while.
He lived in Oxford. Obviously, as you know, he's been the professor of pure mathematics at Oxford for a number of years. But we're going to fly him in. And it's an amazing opportunity. This year at Carnegie Hall, we wanted a big emphasis on people inviting their friends to get to hear the uniqueness of the Christmas story. We get to sing carols. We get amazing musicians from around the world. It's always a wonderful musical thing. But we also want you to invite your friends and your family members to come.
Well, I'm going to be there.
Even if
you didn't ask me to sing, I'm going to show up anyway, because that's the kind of friend I am. Albin,
yeah.
We're going to get everybody to go there, our relatives and everything.
Yeah.
Carnegie Hall at Christmas, it's magical.
Every year
the Gettys are there. So, Keith, when you're there with John Lennox, I am going to get John to come on this radio program the day before, because you can't have him in the same city and not try to take advantage of the poor man.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And when he's on the radio program, so many people are going to see it. They'll probably broadcast that on TBN. So it's very exciting. I can't believe it. December 18th. Now, when are you in at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.?
The Kennedy Center is the 14th. It's previous, I think, Saturday night at the Kennedy Center. And our guest for that is Johnny Erickson Tata. So you're getting a very special award that night. That's going to be a real special night as well. 14th of December at the Kennedy Center. We'll have Johnny Erickson Tata with us there.
And what did you say, the Schermerhorn Gallery? What did you say?
Well, that's the final light. The final light is always at the Schermerhorn in Nashville. We bring it home for the final
night. The Schermerhorn in Nashville. What is that, the Schermerhorn in Nashville?
That's our symphony hall. It's a beautiful symphony hall downtown. But there's a number of great halls we're playing this year. We're playing at the Chicago Symphony Hall, which will be our first time playing there. So lots of new, fresh events as part of the tour.
Great.
So if people want to find out how they can come, what website should they go to?
Go to gettymusic.com, and you can find out all about it. Gettymusic.com and the tours, and you can get your tickets there. Or you can go directly to Carnegie Hall. Just go directly to Carnegie Hall, their box office, and get your tickets.
Now you got to understand, even though this program airs in the greater New York area, it airs all over the country.
Yes.
Hey, I'm big now. I'm national.
Right.
Albin,
yeah.
I tell you to tell these people. Eric's national now.
Hey, listen, are you going to be in Pittsburgh at all?
We are. We're playing Pittsburgh. I haven't got
it. Heinz Hall, probably.
I think the Darn
Hunts Hall?
Heinz Hall.
Hunts Hall was in the Bowery Boys.
No, Heinz Hall, the ketchup people.
The Leo Gorsi?
Yeah. No, Heinz Hall.
Yeah, I don't think it is the ketchup hall. I think it's the other one. I think there's another place.
Anyway, look.
It's the other one.
It doesn't matter. People go to GettyMusic.com, and they can find out all these dates all around the country. GettyMusic.com. Is that right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's so funny. You mentioned the Pittsburgh people. You know, the show used to sell out in Cleveland every year, and Pittsburgh got it this year. And we interviewed us, and he goes, "We hope you love this so much, you never, ever go back to Cleveland."
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
We apparently hate Cleveland, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, seriously, that there are people all around the country who are going to be able to go to this. So how far are you doing any events in Texas or
California? The Benedum Center on the 12th of December in Pittsburgh.
That's a great center.
And
too.
What about California or Texas or any of those kinds of places?
No, we did California last year. We did California last year, so it gets a year off. I think we're playing the Windspear Opera House. That isn't confirmed yet in Dallas.
Are you like working? Are you like changing the oil on the tour bus or something? Like, how about using a landline? You know, these long-haired musicians with their weed and all the heroin and stuff.
Yeah.
So GettyMusic.com.
I want these two nights in D.C. at the Kennedy Center and at Carnegie Hall in New York are the two most special nights, 14th and 18th. Come to those. Chicago is the 16th. And the Chicago Symphony Hall, Benidorm in Pittsburgh is the 12th. 23rd is the Schermerhorn in Nashville. But go to GettyMusic.com. You can get them all. If you want to go straight to get your tickets for New York, go to Carnegie Hall's website.
But the fact that John Lennox is going to be there on December 18th at Carnegie Hall, I simply cannot get over that.
Mm.
If I didn't know you had a connection through your lovely wife to John Lennox, I would be really impressed. But you know what? Since the fact you twisted the poor old man's arm to do one thing for his...
Sometimes you have to use your wife.
It's incredible.
Most people only talk to you because Susanna is so charming, you know?
Well, you know what? I hate to admit it, but you might be right. Well, listen, though, seriously, the congratulations. This is big to have John Lennox. I cannot wait. This is the sort of thing, if you come to the event at Carnegie Hall on December 18th, I will definitely be there, and lots of friends will be there. So it's a wonderful thing just to see friends. But I have to say, the idea that John Lennox is speaking, this is very special, and you ought to bring friends who maybe are not serious about their faith, because it's such a magnificent event. I don't know how many times I've been, but every year it's magnificent. But to have John Lennox sort of sharing his faith, or as you say, Keith, his fifth, it's really wonderful. I have to say, it's a coup. We're out of time, but my friend, congratulations. The website is gettymusic.com. Anyone who wants to go, if you want to meet me, you got to come on December 18th because I'm going to Carnegie Hall. And don't forget, everybody has to buy a copy of Donald Builds the Wall. It just came out yesterday. Keith, you too. You have to buy. Everybody has to buy a copy of Donald Builds the Wall. It's loaded with comedy, inside political jokes, but it's perfect for the kids. And there's no humor and there's no music in it. I apologize for that. But if you want music, December 18th, go to gettymusic.com. We'll be right back with the great Max.
It sounds, Donald Builds the Wall. It sounds like a musical.
A musical. Yes.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. The Hope Center, a faith-based nonprofit in Anchorage, Alaska, feeds and clothes the homeless, both men and women, during the day. But at night, the Hope Center provides a safe place for women to sleep, most of whom have suffered rape, sex trafficking, or other abuse. Now that mission sits in jeopardy. The Anchorage government is trying to force the Hope Center to allow biological men to sleep alongside women in its overnight facility. These vulnerable women should not be forced to sleep alongside men. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the Hope Center in its mission to protect women.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, please call 800-556-2770. Again, 800-556-2770. Or click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey there, folks. Somewhere. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I get to have fun conversations with fun people. I'm sitting here in the studio with my friend Max Lucado. Max, welcome to New York.
Thank you. Thank you. I love seeing you and love being here.
Well, I love seeing you, and I love when you come here, and I realize that you're not just here to be here. You have a brand new book out, so I want to make sure that everybody understands. The book is just out. It's called How Happiness Happens. And who doesn't want to know that? Okay, wait, the subtitle is Finding Lasting Joy in a World of Comparison, Disappointment, and Unmet Expectations. Now, before we get into this book, I have to say the last time we were together, this doesn't seem possible. It's a year ago. Is it? Was that a year ago or 2 years ago?
No. It was a year.
One year.
Yeah, yeah, it was September. Well, maybe October.
No,
because we connected it to your daughter.
It might have been August. It might have been August. Okay. Well, we were at the Vice President's home.
Home, yeah.
At the Naval Observatory having dinner.
Yeah. Just five or six
of us.
Yeah.
And Dennis Prager was there.
Brent and Susan, his wife.
If you put Dennis Prager and me in the same room, it's not good. We just talk nonstop. We will not shut up. We tease each other. We joke around. And at some point, we look up and realize, holy cow, Max Lucado and Vice President Pence are also here. So it was just really so much fun. When I get together with Dennis, I just can't stop joking. It's stupid. But I remember having to wake up super early the next morning to fly back to New York to get in a car to drive my daughter to college.
I remember you were talking about that.
And so the next afternoon, I was putting together IKEA furniture in her dorm room. And I remember thinking, 24 hours ago, I was having dinner with the Vice President and Max Lucado. And it was just like the most bizarre.
When those surreal 24-hour
And you
periods.
Realize that life is all about putting together furniture for your daughter is more important than hanging out with the Vice
really
President.
Is.
But anyway.
And you got her to college okay?
As far as I know.
Remember it was a driving rainstorm when we left? Do you recall?
Yes, I do.
We raced you. You had to hurry out to catch a flight.
Yeah.
What I remember is how gracious Mr. and Mrs. Pence were. You had already left, much to the chagrin of his security team, he walked my wife and me out to the gate as far as they didn't want him to do what he did, but with an umbrella. He carried an umbrella, and the rain was just pouring down. His shoes must have gotten soaked.
Yeah.
Now, how gracious of him. He walked us all the way out to the gate, personally thanked us for being there.
He's the real deal.
Really a classy.
Oh, no. He and his wife, they just are amazing.
They are.
Absolutely. He is just one of the most all I can ever think of is that guys like that just make me look bad.
I don't know about that.
My wife was like, Eric, how come you can't be like the vice president? He's so gracious. Well, I want to talk to you about your book. I like the title, How Happiness Happens, because etymologically, people don't realize that happens, happenstance, and happiness, they're etymologically related. I don't know that that has anything to do with the title of the book.
It's great alliteration.
Well, it's certainly great alliteration. But the word hap, you know, is an occurrence. And when we say happiness, it's kind of like fortunate, to be lucky, you know, something anyway. But so the question most people are wondering when Eric will shut up is how happiness happens. What is this about? How does happiness happen? How do we find lasting joy?
Well, I think we have a real crisis of happiness. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. What prompted a lot of the thoughts in this book was a survey I came across that said that Only one out of three Americans considers themselves to be a happy person. That means that two out of three people you see in a restaurant or in a subway consider themselves to be under a cloud of grayness. They're just not happy. I kind of had sensed that, Eric. According to this survey, our happiness level has diminished each year over the last almost decade. And so this is the lowest our society has ever scored on this Harris happiness indicator. Now, I know that happiness means different things to different people, but that was enough to cause at least the alarm bells in my mind to go off. And I just got interested in the whole idea of happiness. And also, as a pastor, I got interested in what causes people to be. Does God care that we're happy? And is there a way to be happy? Or should I care if I'm happy or not? And it became a fun deep dive for me.
Well, you know, the title is How Happiness Happens, but then it says Finding Lasting Joy in a World of Comparison, Disappointment, and Unmet Expectations. I've always heard that God doesn't care if we're happy. He cares if we have joy, because we may go through difficult things, and we can have joy in the midst of difficulty, but you can't have happiness in the middle of it. They're two sort of different things.
Do you differentiate between joy and happiness?
I do. I don't. That's what I want to ask you. Are you sort
yeah,
of mean the
I mean,
same
I mean,
thing?
It, you know, it kind of ends up on how we want to use the words. But I think you can make a case that joy is that deep-seated contentment, that the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I believe there is a good God. I believe there is a reason to be alive, and I believe that something masterful and wonderful awaits us. And so there's a sense of joy. We root ourselves in that, and that happiness begins to emerge out of that. Happiness is a sense of well-being, and it is that sense of I'm happy in life. Now, some people parse the terms, and I don't make a real big deal about it.
I just want to be clear. So you're sort of conflating them. When you say happiness,
yeah,
you mean what we might mean when we say joy. It's not just I'm happy because everything is going great, but it's like something bigger.
In fact, I'm saying just the opposite. I'm saying that true happiness happens in spite of the circumstances in our lives, and that there is a deep joy level that gives birth to a happiness that we can all have, but it does not depend upon what you have in the bank or drive whatever car you have in the garage. And that's kind of the big idea here, and is that there's a happiness that can happen as we begin giving happiness to other people.
When you how many years have you been a pastor?
I finished seminary in 1979, and so I entered my first church work about 40 years ago.
You mean to tell me 1979 is now 40 years ago? That doesn't make any sense. That can't be right.
Yeah.
So you've been doing so it seems to me that as a pastor, I mean, you've written so many books. I think of you mainly as an author, but I know that you've been a pastor for all these years. You've seen people's lives in a way that a lot of people don't get to look at people's lives. Do you bring that to bear on this conversation in the book about how you achieve lasting joy?
This book came out of lessons that I prepared for our church. All of my books, with just very few exceptions, come out of lessons that I prepare for our church. And I've really found that to be, Eric, a good litmus test. You know, if it works on a Sunday, if it connects with the people, then odds are pretty good it'll work in a book. And I sensed in our congregation that there was this restlessness, this unhappiness. We were having so many people deal with deep issues of sadness and unable to pull themselves up. And so that contributed as well. That was another factor. I just sensed that what can I say to our church to help people? But because I'll tip my hand here, I do think God wants us to be happy. I do. I think he wants us to find joy. I think he wants us to have a joy that's contagious. I think the way that society tells us to find that joy and happiness is not the right door. And so I think it's up to us to find the door that God intends. But I do think if we're happy, we're healthier physically. We're happy, we're healthier emotionally. Our relationships are better. We even make more money. We're better employees. We tend to, the marriages are stronger. Happiness has a wonderful impact on our lives.
Well, I was going to say that, recently we had another spate of shootings, and people immediately go to the gun control. And I think, look, we've always had a lot of guns. Something deeper is wrong in America. Something very deep and disturbing is happening. And the last thing we want to talk about is that. And that, to me, is something that you always also get in these numbers of suicides. And I think to myself, do we dare figure out why people are killing themselves, why people are killing other people? What has happened? And I think we have to be fair and say that this has not been happening the way it is now. You know, if you go back 50 or 80 years ago, what has changed? And you just said that this happiness index indicates that we're less happy. So it's an extraordinary thing. I do think it's a spiritual problem, which is one of the reasons I get excited about talking to you and finding out what else you say in the book. So what else do you say on this?
Well, and that is, by the way, a tremendous observation, because there's something unique about our day and age that is taking its toll on us.
Yeah.
And it's more than just the numbers of smiles on the planet. It's deep-seated, deeply rooted sense of I'm here for a purpose. It's just so hard for people to find. It really is.
Right.
And I think we're paying a price for it. I think there are two or three answers I talk about in the book.
Yeah.
But one of them is really unique to our generation, and that is the proliferation of marketing that continually tells you and tells me that you will be happy if.
You know something? It's legal, but it doesn't mean that it's helpful. And I think it has
good.
Had a very, very pernicious effect. And most of us aren't aware. We're just kind of suckered into it. When we come back, I want to explore that, and I want to find out other ways we can find lasting joy. Talking to Max Lucado. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve is cutting rates for a second time this year while saying it's prepared to continue doing what it deems necessary to sustain the U.S. economic expansion. The Fed's move will reduce its benchmark rate by an additional quarter point to a range of 1.75% to 2%. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed with President Trump that there must be a united diplomatic response from international partners to the weekend attacks on Saudi oil facilities. The two spoke by phone today. Meanwhile, the president has named Robert O'Brien his chief hostage negotiator as his new national security advisor. O'Brien will replace John Bolton. A victory for religious freedom advocates in Arizona. That state Supreme Court ruling the rights of two Christian artists who make wedding invitations were violated by an anti-discrimination ordinance in Phoenix. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. That's Paul McCartney. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to Max Lucado. Max, your book is titled How Happiness Happens, Finding Lasting Joy in a World of Comparison, Disappointment, and Unmet Expectations. And we were just talking about, you said that there's proof that people claim to be less happy today than they were 10 years ago or whatever. We know that there have been increased shootings, increased suicides. To me, there is no way around it. It is a spiritual problem. You can make all the laws you want, and some laws we need changed, but that's the ultimate issue is much deeper.
We've got to find the root cause, don't we? We have to get back to what's really driving this. And, you know, your observation about suicide is just, I think, the most overlooked yet alarming epidemic of our day. The fact that suicides are up 30% since 1999.
What?
Just stunning.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, it's just stunning.
30% in 20 years?
And as a pastor, I was just on the phone with Greg Laurie. You know,
yeah,
Greg.
Sure.
And the challenge that they're facing at their church at Harvest, and trying to just encourage him because of the difficulty of facing, the passing of a staff member. In that circumstance, it's a difficult thing. And when we read about these young people who are just choosing that life is not worth living, it should be enough, and it is enough to cause us to perk up and say, "Hey, something simply is not working." I know in a book called Happiness, I'm not addressing that deep, deep depression that people battle.
I would argue that that's a different thing in a way. Like, we're just talking about average folks. I mean, I deal with real depression, and I know it's one thing to feel the blues. It's one thing to have things aren't going your way, whatever. It's another thing to be dealing with clinical depression.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're talking, of course, just about people going through life who don't have clinical depression. But the problem is they may go to a doctor, and the doctor will say, well, take this pill.
Right,
you know, this
right.
will kind of pep you up. And we realize it is deeper. In most cases, it's an issue of who am I? What am I going to do with my life? And I do believe, and that's why I'm glad you wrote the book, that the only way to get those questions answered is in God.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we're just drifting through the cosmos.
Yeah, yeah. I really do. And I think you're exactly right. I think that, you know, my wife battled depression, especially in her 30s, and so much of it was interrelated with childbirth and just the stress of children and hormonal imbalance. But it was really, really rough. And I didn't write this book for that. Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote this book. She for that a great psychiatrist helped her, and she continues to be blessed and encouraged by that. This book is for the other large percentage of us who really don't think life is just tough getting on with life. We're just kind of slugging it through. It just seems like every day is gray and something's not clicking. I think that we have been taught by the most sophisticated, well-funded, deep-pocketed, marketing savvy onslaught in the history of mankind, in the history of the world, that we're all just one purchase away from happiness, or one job relocation away from happiness, or one early retirement away from happiness.
Or one spouse away
from happiness. If we could just change our circumstance. Well, the embedded message of Scripture is that God loves us and He desires deeply that we have a relationship with Him, and that happiness happens not by changing these circumstances. Because what happens is, Eric, we try to change them and that doesn't help us. It may help us for a week or a weekend, but then we're off in the sad pit again, and we start to cycle, and we can't figure it out, and that creates cynicism and despair and anger. And I think now we're getting back to some of the root causes. And so if we can understand that the joy that God offers begins with a healthy relationship with our Maker and a proper understanding of our world while we're here and the worldview that He teaches, then we're in a position to begin doing what I love to talk about in this book, and that's giving happiness away, because that's where happiness, when we become happiness givers, that's when we begin to really discover a happiness for ourselves.
I was going to say it feeds on itself.
It does, doesn't it?
It's amazing how that works. I want to say, too, that, you know, when you talk about having a relationship with our Creator, I just want to say, because I know there are plenty of people listening, they go, well, I go to church, or I'm a Christian, and it's like, well, you know what? Who cares? If you don't go to a church where they are feeding you these messages of hope and joy from the Bible, it doesn't really matter if you go to church, because there are plenty of people who go to church, they're not getting that. They're not getting Max Lucado sermons at their church. And I got to say that that's the whole point of church, is to get fed, or at least to have the pastor or priest, whatever, lead you in a direction so that when you leave there on Sunday, you're getting fed in other places, whether it's a small group or a Bible study or something. But if you don't get that, it's very hard to have a relationship with your Creator unless you're around people that are encouraging you in that and showing you how to have that relationship.
I agree 100%. I really do. Jesus said, if anybody's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He didn't say let him come to church and drink.
Right.
Let him come to me. Let him come to a personal relationship with Christ. And the church facilitates that. The church makes that happen.
It's supposed to.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
Now, there are places where they don't. They talk about everything except Christ.
Well, I've been to a million churches where they, even though they might give lip service to Jesus, they are not. They clearly do not have what you're talking about in this book. They don't get it. They think that it's just about, you know, you show up, you tick it off, you do this, you do that. But they don't get that the whole idea of relationship with God is central to everything in your life. And so they can kind of inoculate you on mm-hmm. some level from the deeper faith that, you know, as you say, God created us for that relationship. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Max Lucado. The book is How Happiness Happens. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey folks, we're talking about happiness. I'll tell you what makes me happy sometimes is music like this. Just makes me happy. Max Lucado, we're talking about some longer lasting joy. The book is How Happiness Happens. So talk to us. Tell us more about what you've discovered on this huge issue.
Well, so the big idea. Let's see if we can accept this idea that God does desire that we be genuinely and fundamentally happy people, because it's good for us, it's better for the world, it's better for our families all the way down the line. But how do we find that happiness? Well, the wrong way is what society says to us, and that is, if you'll acquire more, retire early, aspire to something greater, then something good is going to happen. You'll be the happiest person who's ever lived. Again, the challenge in that is that it creates this cycle of attempting it and failing, attempting it and defeat, attempting it and failing, and we become cynical people in the end. Then what is the better approach? Well, what I got excited about when I was talking to our church about happiness is this simple statement that Jesus gave, and that is, it's more blessed to give than receive. You talk about a countercultural statement, that it really is better for you when you're giving than receiving. So we took the one another verses in the Bible, Eric, you know, the love one another, encourage one another, build one another up, serve one another, pray for one another. There's 59 of them in all. We didn't study all of them, but we studied a good dozen of them and began to see, what if we saw that as a pathway to happiness? Having understood who we are, received our relationship with God, now we seek to give happiness away. And what we discovered is exactly what Jesus said, and that is, really, happiness does have a boomerang effect, that we become happier people when our mind is off of ourselves and we wake up and say, my goal today is to add value to your life. What can I do? How can I help? How many people can I help today? And it becomes really almost a secret sauce to happiness.
Well, it is. And I think, to go even deeper, when you think, to me, the heart of the gospel is this idea that I can't possibly love people out of my own strength or my own ability to love. But if God loves me and pours his infinite love into me, I now have all the money I can spend. I can share, because I don't run out, because I get the source of it is from God.
Right.
But if I'm trying to do it in my own strength,
yeah,
good luck. I can't. And so at the heart of it, and you've said it, is this relationship with the one who loves us. We have to find a place to receive his love so that we have it to give away. And I think people need to understand, I feel like you can kind of grease the skids, and you can prime the pump by giving it away, and somehow by giving it away, that is one way to invite God's love into our hearts. You know, it's sort of, it works, but it's kind of like a cycle, but you have to understand that God is the one providing this infinite love. Otherwise, you know, we just say, hey, enough about you. I got to take care of number one.
Exactly, exactly. And the reason that it matters so much what we understand about God is because that impacts what we understand about people. Because if I have no relationship with God, then I'm going to view people as commodities that exist to help me be what I want to be. But if I embrace that God is on the throne and he does what he pleases, then out of respect and love and appreciation for him, I'm going to try to see people no longer as just, you know, functionaries in a grocery store or, or people who happen to drive a car that are taking me from point A to point B, but they're human beings. They were created by God. They were chosen by God. They're destined by God. And it changes my entire view of them. And they become a source of happiness instead of a source of conflict.
Well, that's an amazing thing. And I guess, you know, a lot of people, they do spend a lot of time thinking about themselves. And you said that earlier, that that doesn't help us, does it? Sometimes the more you think about yourself, you go into like a death spiral. You're staring at your navel, and next thing you know, you're just, it's a death spiral. You need to look beyond yourself.
Yeah. Some fascinating research I came across in this book. For example, batch of research analyzed the impact that unselfish thoughts have on the pleasure center of the brain. People were placed in an MRI scanner, and their brain was monitored as they were asked to imagine doing good things for people. And the same part of the brain that lights up at our moments of greatest pleasure, the pleasure center part, would light up just at the thought of doing good things. Not even doing the good thing, but just the thought of doing altruistic, unselfish acts activates positive and releases positive dopamines. Is that the word? Yeah. Dopamine into our mind. In other words, doing good does good for the doer. It does.
It's almost as if God created us and wired us to do these things.
To do good
things. Isn't it funny? And now we have science backing up the scripture.
Exactly. And so here the person, you know, sits across from me and says, you know, I just can't be happy. Then my challenge to that person now is, well, then go find somebody who's not happy and see if you can make them happy. And without fail, they say, well, how do I do that? Well, I tell you what, start by greeting them. It's remarkable how many times in the Bible it just simply says, greet one another. The Apostle Paul was this big master. Be sure and tell everybody hello. You know, the great towering doctrinal book of Romans has almost a whole chapter dedicated to, hey, greet one another. Greet one. Tell so-and-so hello. Tell so-and-so hello. There's something about just greeting people. So it's not that I have to go and solve everybody's problems. I know there are scriptures that say admonish one another and teach one another, and that gets a little more complex. But everybody can greet somebody. Everybody can shake somebody's hand. And so you can do that. You can start right there. And what's happening is you're getting your mind off of yourself, as you said, no longer looking at my navel, but lifting my eyes and looking at somebody else. And it's remarkable how that makes a difference.
Well, I marvel at how science increasingly backs up what the scripture says, which we shouldn't be surprised. But in living in a secular culture that says the Bible is irrelevant, you say, well, it's kind of weird how they got it right in this ancient book. Did it ever make you think that maybe there's something here that wasn't just a bunch of people writing it?
Well,
you've studied the Bible your whole life, and I know that you keep finding new things. I mean, when people say the Bible says, the question always is, well, who cares? Unless you understand God. The God who created the universe wrote this book, and he inspired it. And so it just makes it the greatest source of wisdom on the planet. We're going to another break. We'll be right back for a final segment with Max Lucado, talking about his book, How Happiness Happens. A very happy title. I like that.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A divided Federal Reserve Reserve has cut its key benchmark interest rate for a second consecutive month.
The Fed's move will reduce its benchmark rate by an additional quarter point to a range of 1.75 to 2%. The Fed's key rate influences many consumer and business loans. The action was approved on a 7-3 vote, with two officials wanting to keep rates unchanged and one arguing for a bigger half-point cut. It is the greatest number of Fed dissents in 3 years.
That's correspondent George Benzotti. President Trump has named Robert O'Brien his chief hostage negotiator and a longtime presence in Republican political circles as his new national security advisor. O'Brien will replace John Bolton. On Wall Street, stocks remain in the red. The Dow is down 152 points. The NASDAQ is off 75. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Hey there, folks. I listen to this program just for the music, but then again, now and again, I get to talk to somebody like Max Lucado. Max, thank you for being here. The book is How Happiness Happens. Talk to us about A World of Comparison, the subtitle you talk about. We do compare each other, ourselves to each other. This is a normal human thing, but it's really kind of sick and self-destructive, isn't it?
It really is, and I would like to get the soundtrack, by the way, of the music.
You can find that. Alvin, yeah. We're going to hook up Max.
I love it. It's yacht music. Not rock music, but yacht music.
Yacht.
Isn't that what it's called? Somebody told me that the other day.
I have no idea.
Yacht music. Comparison is running rampant in this day of social media.
Yes.
It's just gone wacko.
Yeah, it's gotten much worse because
it really has.
Yeah.
It's just so simple, yeah. You know, and I'm concerned about the youngers among us,
yeah.
You know, who haven't had the opportunity to develop the emotional maturity to say, oh, okay, so this is a freeze frame of that person's life at their very best moment of their best day of the week.
Right.
They're not like this every single day.
Right.
They don't quite get that. And when they don't feel that way every single day of the week, they think, okay, well, I'm a loser.
Well, when people are crying in their pillow, they tend not to put that on Instagram. Right? They just tend not to put that on Instagram.
There's certain moments of my day I'm glad that are not on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And so the opportunity for comparison, though, is just crazy right now. It always has been, right? But now we compare how many followers we have, how many likes we get, why do they get more than I? And so comparison always is it always leads either to arrogance or inferiority. It doesn't lead anywhere else, right?
That's right.
It can only go two directions. Again, from a biblical worldview, there's only one Eric Metaxas. And there's only one Max Lucado. And my wife is saying, I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
but we are unique expressions of God.
Well, I mean, unless you know that. I mean, this is where, you know, I almost want to threaten people and say, hey, listen. God loves you more than you could ever imagine. If you could understand who you are in his eyes, you wouldn't care what other people thought about you.
Exactly.
And that's but you got to get that. You got to get around people who are going to say that to you and live that, you know, and that's not so easy. So if you get around healthy, emotionally healthy Christians, you know, that sets you up for success.
Yeah. And the pushback, you know, people say, well, yeah, but for me to believe that, I've got to believe that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness and I'm just not going to go there. And I'm going to say, well, good grief, where else are you going to go? Talk to me about plan B. Your plan B isn't working. you know. But the relationship that God has with us is the he invites us to be the most honest we can ever be about our lives. We don't have to play games anymore. I don't have to hide the fact that I struggle with this, that, or the other. Yeah, you bet I do. Yeah, because it is by God's grace that I'm here today. And I acknowledge that I'm not perfect, but I'm a work in progress. Nobody can have that. And that's a healthy self-esteem. A healthy self-esteem is not that I'm in great shape. A healthy self-esteem is I've got a great God who's got me in his hands and is helping me and walking me through this life.
I mean, if the God who created the universe actually loves me and you and anybody listening, like if that's true, and we know it is, it changes everything.
Changes everything.
And I just want to say to folks, I know we're out of time, but my goodness, folks, first of all, there's a book called How Happiness Happens, which I think will give you some clues to what we're talking about. But before you start reading that, just believe what we've been saying here. Because we know it's true. This is not a philosophy that works for Max Lucado and Eric Metaxas. We know this is true. Science is backing it up more and more. Max, thanks for writing this book.
Eric, you're the best.
And
man.
Thanks for being our guest. How Happiness Happens is the book. Stick around.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.